Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The Housing Minister says he's confident he'll be able to deliver an improved MICA redress scheme. The Finance Minister says Eurozone economies are bouncing back strongly from the COVID-19 pandemic. 7 million COVID vaccines will have been administered in Ireland by the end of today as the country passes a major milestone. Sinn Féin says the tabling of a motion of no confidence in Simon Coveney is due to the failure of the Taoiseach to stand up to Fine Gael, but the Taoiseach himself says he will be applying the whip on his Fianna Fáil colleagues. He says Sinn Féin have no credibility in this matter. We'll also hear the views of independent Donegal councillor Nicholas Crossan. Later, we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up at around 5:15. And as it's a Friday, beg on Noach the Gwing, the column ferreter. We begin, though, with Dara O'Brien, the Housing Minister, who says he's confident he will be able to deliver an improved MICA redress scheme. Minister O'Brien met a number of Donegal MICA homeowners who were protesting at the Fianna Fáil Think-In in Cavan yesterday and promised a resolution by the end of the month. Homeowners are seeking a 100% redress scheme to rebuild their crumbling homes. Speaking this afternoon, Minister O'Brien said a number of changes have already been agreed.
Construction defects is a big issue, and this is a very important one that we want to see resolved. So I'm working towards the end of September that we can get agreement on what we need to do. Along the way, we've agreed some changes, which we haven't publicised yet, because we want to have an overall package on it. But there's been good engagement, and I think we'll get there by the end of September.
Well, MICA-affected homeowners are taking to the streets of Lifford tomorrow. People are set to gather at 1:30 outside County House before marching through the town as part of a 100% MICA redress scheme demonstration. The 100% Redress No Less group has organised the demonstration with campaigner Paddy Diver set to be the main speaker. COVID rates in Donegal continue to fall, with the 14-day incidence rate now back below 1,000. In the 2 weeks to midnight on Wednesday, there were 1,556 COVID cases in the county. That's a rate of 977 cases per 100,000 people. It compares to a national rate of 442. 1,687 new COVID cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Northern Ireland. 6 virus-related deaths also reported there in the past 24 hours. 461 COVID patients in hospital north of the border, 43 of them in intensive care. Well, there are 56 fewer people in hospital with COVID now in the Republic than 4 days ago. The figure rose to 384 on Monday, the highest in nearly 6 months, but it now stands at 328. Latest figures show Cork University Hospital with 36 COVID patients, the highest figure in the country, 14 at Letterkenny University Hospital, 59 patients in intensive care units nationally, 1 in ICU in Letterkenny. The Finance Minister says Eurozone economies are bouncing back strongly from the pandemic. Pascal Donoghue says countries are at the point of recovery after what was a devastating period. He chaired a meeting of the Eurogroup in Slovenia today, which was attended by other finance ministers. Minister Donoghue says the vaccination programme has been playing a key role in that recovery process.
We are at a point of recovery. We also acknowledged how much work needs to be done and the work that lies ahead. Within our discussion this morning, we reaffirmed yet again that we will continue to take a supportive stance in helping our economies to recover, but we'll move from a more general approach to a more targeted approach.
7 million COVID vaccines will have been administered in Ireland by the end of today as the country passes a major milestone. 90% of those aged over 18 are now fully vaccinated. With more, here's Paul O'Donoghue.
From slow beginnings, Ireland's rollout has quickly gathered pace. And with 90% of the adult population now fully vaccinated, the campaign has been one of the most successful in Europe. Trinity College Immunology Professor Kingston Mills says high vaccine confidence in younger age groups has been a particular boost.
The uptake has actually been very good in the younger population and hopefully will continue to improve, and that all that cohort over 12 will be fully vaccinated before too long.
Experts say the next major step will be the rollout of booster jabs after this was approved for the over 80s and older nursing home residents. But DCU Professor of Health Systems Anthony Staines has doubts over the move.
And I'm a 61-year-old organ transplant recipient who is severely immunosuppressed. But I do think the priority has to be, you know, the nurse in Nigeria who will get COVID and die. because he didn't get vaccinated.
Despite the misgivings from charities and some health figures, the first boosters are expected to be rolled out in the coming weeks.
Sinn Féin says the tabling of a motion of no confidence in Minister Simon Coveney is down to the failure of Taoiseach Micheál Martin to stand up to Fine Gael. The party's chief whip in the Dáil is Donegal's deputy Padraig McLaughlin. He says the attempted appointment of Catherine Zappone to a UN special envoy role amounted to cronyism, and that, he says, must be challenged.
Well, the basis is the failure yet again of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin to stand up to Fine Gael and government. We've seen episode after episode now where on one hand he sacked two of his own ministers and will take no action against Fine Gael ministers when they're guilty of issues just as serious as those Fianna Fáil ministers that he sacked. He clearly will not stand up to Fine Gael. So Mary Lou McDonald's challenged him yesterday to do what's right, and if he wasn't going to do that, we would step up and do it for him, and that's what this motion's all about.
Is this something that could then lead to a general election, which many are now saying now is not the time for?
Well, that'll be up to the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Green Party TDs to examine their conscience. I mean, it's clear now that again and again, Micheál Martin will not stand up to Fine Gael. Why is this so serious? Because the history of cronyism, the history of insiders and vested interest being protected in this country has led us to the shambles in our health service and our housing system, and indeed to the Mica scandal in Donegal. All of that culture, it has to come to an end. And Micheál Martin, if he won't do that job, then we will stand up to them. And if that amounts to a general election and a new government, I personally would welcome that.
And that was Deputy Padraig McLaughlin speaking there to Michaela Clark. The HSE has confirmed that the lease agreement for the new Dunvanaghy Primary Care Centre is being finalised. Concerns have been raised over the delay in progressing the €2.5 million project. A contract for the new health centre was signed in 2018 and was expected to open in 2020, but as of yet, no progress has been made on site. In a statement, the HSE say the lease agreement is being finalised and it should be signed by both parties, the HSE and the developer, in the coming weeks. However, as of yet, there's no indication as to when the works will commence. The Vice President of the European Commission says the Northern Ireland Protocol must be properly implemented. Maros Sefcovic made the remarks at Queen's University in Belfast this morning. He was concluding a two-day visit to Northern Ireland. The DUP yesterday threatened to bring down the Stormont Assembly because of the impact of the protocol, but Mr. Sefcovic says the UK and EU both signed up to the agreement and its intention was to avoid a hard border after Brexit.
This solution required compromise. Everyone around the table understood what these compromises meant in practice. And the implementation of this agreement will continue to require compromises on both sides. Let's not forget that our overarching priority has always been the people of Northern Ireland and the protection of the peace process.
Ards Forest Park is to receive €60,000 in funding. Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnell confirmed the funding as part of a €1.2 million fund to support recreational facilities and outdoor tourism in forest parks and quilcha sites across the country. The money will go towards upgrading the access road between the car park and the main road. Police in Derry have seized suspected cocaine and arrested a 21-year-old man following a search of a vehicle in the city yesterday afternoon. The operation began in the Winchester Park area at around 3 when police stopped the vehicle and arrested a 21-year-old man. Later that evening, officers conducted a follow-up search at a property in the Foyle Road area. A quantity of suspected cocaine was located with an estimated street value of £1,000 sterling. The man detained has since been released on bail pending further inquiries. Returning to the motion of no confidence in Simon Coveney that's to be moved in the Dáil by Sinn Féin next week, well, the Taoiseach has confirmed he'll apply the whip to Fianna Fáil TDs in that confidence vote. It would mean deputies would face sanctions, including suspension, if they failed to back it. Micheál Martin has dismissed the motion as a classic opposition manoeuvre. He claims when it comes to allegations of cronyism, Sinn Féin has no credibility.
As far as I'm concerned, votes are no confidence. This is a classic, because Sinn Féin have engaged in the political appointments without any interviews. Come on now, like, let's all get a bit real. Are you seriously suggesting this move has credibility? I'd ask anyone to look at all the appointments in Northern Ireland carried out by Sinn Féin ministers. How many former members of Sinn Féin were appointed to positions without any advertisement? Come on.
Well, independent Donegal councillor Nicholas Crossan told today's 9 till noon show, as far as he's concerned, this will soon be yesterday's news.
Whether they have the vote of no confidence or not, it's still going to blow over. I do believe that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil backbenchers, will back Simon Coveney. The alternative is bring down the government and have a general election, and certainly nobody wants a general election. We're in a crisis as we are for two months or 3 months now without a government. I don't think it'll backfire in Sinn Féin, but I think it'll be yesterday's news very soon.
11 members of the Sláinte Cair Implementation Advisory Group say they're concerned following the shock resignation of two senior officials from the group. Laura McGahey and Tom Keane stood down from their roles on Wednesday, saying the requirements for the plan were seriously lacking. Sláinte Cair commits to ending private practice in public hospitals and providing universal healthcare and free GP care. The council says it's actively seeking answers from the Department of Health about the events that led to the two senior members standing down. Well, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, says the government is pressing ahead with its plans.
I'm very sorry to see Laura and Professor Keane go. And really what I want to do is acknowledge the huge work they've done, the value they've added, and the leadership they've brought to this. I think they have done a fantastic job. What we've got to do is continue with the mission, which is universal healthcare. We have a two-tier system of healthcare in this country, which is completely unacceptable. And we need radical policies to deal with that.
Donegal County Council is being asked to liaise with AIR with a view toward using the old phone box on Letterkenny's Lower Main Street to house a defibrillator. The issue is to be raised at a meeting of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District next week by Cathaoirleach Councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. He says it's a central location in a very busy area where there have been incidents in the past. He says it's the perfect location for a defib.
It covers a big area and it covers a part of the town where there's a lot of hubs and there's a lot of activity and that at weekends and so on. So I think it would be a good idea to put one there. We have had instances of as well on the street of something happening to people. People aren't sure where they can go to get a defib. It would be a very, very public place there. I've been speaking with a group of people who are interested in getting funding for this as well and maybe fundraising to provide something there. So I'm just asking the council to talk to AIRCOM and to see if we can make that old phone box available for that purpose.
As you said, this is a very public area. With that can also come problems, and there could potentially be an issue of security with this. There is a risk of potential vandalism at some point.
That's right, but you know, we need Donal, you know, to have that good wall around it. You have to take your chances with these things. I think, you know, the potential good of it is more important than maybe what might go wrong with it. So I think it can be clearly marked there what it's for, and I think, you know, that most people certainly will see the good of it and not want to interfere with it, and hopefully it would be left alone. And I think people, you know how important a piece of equipment like that is, and you would hope that it would never be interfered with. And I'd be confident that people would be responsible enough to leave it well and to leave it intact. And I think it's a little project that could work and work well.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five, and we say good evening to Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with Gaelic Games. Mayo have made two changes for tomorrow's All-Ireland football final with Tyrone, while Tyrone have named an unchanged starting 15. Enda Hessian has named it wing-back for the Connacht champions after Owen McLaughlin suffered a double jaw fracture in the semi-final win over Dublin, while Brian Walsh comes in to the half-forward line in the place of Darren McHale. Cathal McShane must again can be content with a place from the Tyrone bench for the game at Croke Park tomorrow. The management of the Red Hand County have named an unchanged 15 from the side, which started the semi-final victory last time out against Kerry. Stephen O'Neill, of course, is a three-time winner of the All-Ireland with Tyrone. Here's his assessment on how he thinks the big game will go.
I obviously think it'll be cagey at the start. Both teams will fill each other out. I feel there's more pressure maybe on Mayo, and even that whole history and tradition of this curse and things I got there, all them players grew up listening to that. And I just feel when the game's tight and in the melting pot, I just think there'll be a wee bit more steel and belief with the Tyrone lads. So I'm hoping that'll get them across the line.
That's the thoughts coming out of the County of Tyrone with former All-Ireland winner Stephen O'Neill. But what about Mayo? Former player and brother of Aidan O'Shea, Shimmy O'Shea, has been given his thoughts on where the victory is going to go.
I think Mayo is slight edge. I think they're in great form at the moment. I think they'll have taken huge confidence from the Dublin game. I think they'll have learned a lot from watching Tyrone and Kerry at the weekend, in particular what not to do against them. I think we've a nice blend at the moment in terms of experience and kind of youth. So, look, I think the lads are in great form and I think there's a big performance in them. So I expect them to win.
The game, of course, starts tomorrow at Croke Park at 5 o'clock. We will have updates here on Highland tomorrow evening. At club level here in Donegal, the club championships swing into action with games being played over the 3 days of the weekend. The big matches in the senior football championship are scheduling for Sunday. Four down for decision. Our feature match, which is an earlier time now of 4:30, is St Union's against Kilcare. We'll have full live match commentary from that game this weekend. But the matches start tonight with two games in the Intermediate Football Championship. In Group 1, Buncrana take on Burt, and in Group 2, it's Nivora against Red Hughes. While in the Junior Hurling Championship, for Masters play a Rua, Letterkenny Gales are up against St Unans, and McCool's take on Dunloe. In boxing, Brett McGinty is fighting in the Sky Dome Arena in Coventry this evening. He is due in the ring shortly. The St Johnstone middleweight takes on Lucas Ewells, where a win will take him to 3-0 in his pro career. Monaghan's Stevie McKenna is also on the Hennessy promotion card, looking to improve his record to 8-0. Brett is hoping there will be double Irish success on the night.
That's the hope. I've trained very hard in camp, and I've prepared as well as I possibly could. I've put myself in a great position now to put on a good performance on Friday, and I know Stevie has too. So hopefully it'll be two ones for us on Friday night and two Irish ones in Coventry.
Okay, best of luck with it, Brett. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Oisin.
Yeah, that was Brett McGinty looking ahead to the fight, which is due to start around now at the Sky Dome in Coventry. Now, on to soccer. Finn Harps make the short trip to neighbouring Derry City for another North West Derby this evening. Kick-off at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium is 7:45, and the game is live here on Highland with Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle on commentary. Harps have already beaten Derry twice this season, so does the Ballybuffet side have a psychological edge going into this game? Here's the thoughts of Declan Boyle.
Probably. I suppose psychologically, what I would think of them from a player's perspective is that they can go in there and get a result and get 3 points. But they know it's going to be not an easy game. As you know yourself, I mean, any of the Premier Division matches aren't easy. Away from home, I'm going to Derry, who have been formidable at home. I've got a lot of big results in the last while, and they'll know that they'll have to perform to a very high level in order to get something out of the game. But they're well capable of going there and doing and getting 3 points. I mean, that was a great performance when they beat them 2-1, obviously, in the Brandywell early in the season. So that was in May time. So it's definitely achievable if the players, but the players are going to have to perform. But listen, they have played well, very well against Derry, so I don't expect anything different. The games will be structured very similar. Probably Derry will own majority of the possession of play. But Hearts will sit in a wee bit deeper and be hard to play against. And then obviously looking to exploit the space created by and the transition from attack to offence. So yeah, so that's I'm expecting that the Harps will perform to a very high level. Whether it be good enough on the night, it'll be interesting to see. But I'm looking forward to the match.
Once again, coverage tonight as from 7:40 here in Highland from that Derby match. Meanwhile, the Premier Division title race will continue with the top two both in action. The leaders and defending champions Shamrock Rovers will look to put last week's loss to Finn Harps behind them when they host Waterford at the Tallaght Stadium. St Pat's are level in points with the Hoops but have played two games more. The Saints make the trip to Sligo Rovers. Tonight, the Premiership of the Irish League, Glentoran are taking on Ballymena United, while in the Championship, Tyrone side Derrickview are on the road as they go to Anna United. Cross Channel Tottenham boss Nuno Espirito Santo has been named Premier League Manager of the Month for August. Spurs took three wins from three games without conceding to become the early front runners in the top flight. And West Ham's Miguel Antonio won the Player of the Month after becoming the club's all-time top scorer in the Premier League. In cricket, it's day one of the North West Cup final at Eglinton. The hosts finished up in their 50 overs on 170 for the loss of 7. Brigade a short time ago in reply were 39 with the loss of no wickets. And in the Samuel Jeffrey Shield final, Glendermot finished their innings with 150 for the loss of 9, Strabane finished on 150 for the loss of 9. Glendermot in reply a short time ago, 88 for the loss of 3. And a further ground inspection is due to take place this evening round about 5:30 to see if Ireland's second one-day international with Zimbabwe can resume. Before the heavens opened in Belfast, the hopes put up a score of 282 for 8 from their 50 overs. In golf, Shane Lowry is just 4 shots off the lead at the BMW Championship, reaching the halfway stage of the competition at Wentworth. He shot a second round 66 and is the clubhouse on 8 under. Overnight leader Cairdish Afri Barnrat is again the man to catch in 12 under. Graham McDowell's 4 under after a 60. Jonathan Caldwell is 1 under. Cormac Sharvin and Padraig Harrington will both miss the cut. They sit 1 over and 3 over respectively. And finally, all roads lead to Downings this weekend for the Sheephaven Half. The event is taking place tomorrow, Saturday, hosted by the Letterkenny 24/7 Triathlon Club. And the event consists of a 1.9 kilometre swim, a 90 kilometre bike ride, and then a half marathon, a run of course, which is 21.1 kilometres. The club are warning that there will be considerable increase in the number of cyclists along the race route in the Downings area, and are appealing to all the communities along the route to exercise extra caution on the roads over the course of the day. That's your sport,
Dolan.
Sé bhur mai thosaigh Colm Ferrater an seán na príomhscéalta. Chuirtear tuarascáil fada de cúisimh na gálaistí saoirí gealtachta faoibhráid tithí an airachtas a ardaithí an ceist airgead breise a chur ar fáil de airneal na gálaistí saoirí agus ceirithe a chuirú i bhfeidhm le deim líana anuas a chur ar ceal. Máltar sa tuarascáil Diontas Capaite 52 euro in aghaidh aithin scólara a athbhránú ar na gálaistí. Renew a huel lesson jauntless triply on the Jagahin, Master Gur Kalyans to Hodge, a hen a gazin Kathru million a V undon Arniel. Dirt Concos, a group of Anodiocta Nagalisti Sari, Godorhi and jauntless rolled Haki Octa Don Run a Jehish, and Emakti Nagalisti Sari, a reached heart canter Geltakta Nachira. A mask Malti Ella at Halle play, Major Le Cas Nagalisti, na Ardu Kuig Fuin Gade. A chur ar fáil de chéilí a chur an láistín ar fáil de scolarí a teag freastal ar na chalistí saurí. Tá fógairt dianta ag club lóir Chalam Cille 1500 faoi chamarcha lóir lan ghún an áll go mbeidh siad mar ásta ag session play ar a cúigil le déag den bhí seo. Tugtar chorú don mhór pobl páirt a ghlacú san imeacht faoin ailseahan Chronicles of Iona Air Lina Nura Rachtal Hart Session Keshtana August Fragri Lahuder and Lord Paula de Fogarul. Takaru Sholta Hig Brontskalana Parcha Glacus Escame Ur Boxa Lorlanya Brantford Boxa Lor Skelige Fiction Oskion Mila Skull Hui August Has Ellen the Herin Fuiskame Ata Sholta Iglariat the Nog Anya Niglin La Hamilton Lewis Capu Niglin Mar Laureate Nog Con Litriat the Fuesti Achur Con Kenanierin Sholo and Skame Boxa Lorlanya Con Arid a Harinch Air Ard Hygien Na Litriat the Gilligat the Fuesti Gaolus Fuin Emakcha Exervishi Lorlanya Corlechon the Gunanal Sin mo chod se eligolier slán agus bannach.
Gwyrm hagath, colm agus anish on Aimshire. Staying rather cloudy for the rest of the day with scattered showers and just a few bright spells. Some mist and drizzle patches this evening on higher ground in some coastal areas. West to northwest winds, mostly moderate. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered loud showers and some patchy drizzle. A few mist and fog patches also forming. Clearer and somewhat cooler weather will push into western areas toward dawn tomorrow. Lowest overnight temperatures 10 to 12 degrees Celsius in a moderate northwest breeze. Tomorrow Saturday, cloudy to start with some patches of mist and drizzle, but brighter, fresher conditions will spread in from the west during the morning. The afternoon will see some sunny spells and isolated showers in highest temperatures of 15 to 18 degrees Celsius in a moderate west to northwest breeze. Looking at the main headlines for today, and the housing minister says he's confident he'll be able to deliver an improved Micah redress scheme. Dara O'Brien met a number of Donegal Micah homeowners who were protesting at the Fianna Fáil Thinking in Cavan yesterday. He told reporters this afternoon some changes have already been agreed, with more details to come. It's just been confirmed that there were 1,620 new cases of COVID-19 confirmed today. Meanwhile, COVID rates in Donegal continue to fall. The 40-day incidence rate is now back below 1,000. In the 2 weeks to midnight on Wednesday, there were 1,556 COVID cases in the county, a rate of 977 cases per 100,000 people. That compares to a national rate of 442. And that's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 10th of September. The death has occurred in London of Edward Moss, aged 51, son of Patsy and the late Mary Moss, Fulham, and formerly of Cronalahy, Crossroads, Killigordon. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Delia Ward, Baltifree, Clohan. Delia's remains are reposing at her late residence. Family, neighbours and friends welcome. Requiem Mass will take place on Sunday in Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, at 1 o'clock, followed by burial in Kiltivogue Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv/camera/Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Clohan Day Centre, care of any family member. The death has taken place of John Ward, Gord Cally, Kerry Keel. House strictly private, please, at the request of the deceased. Removal from his home tomorrow evening at 6:15 to Fannet Presbyterian Church, Kerry Keel, to repose overnight. Funeral service at 2 o'clock on Sunday, followed by interment in Rosnakill Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Fannet Presbyterian Church, Kerry Keel. The death has taken place of Lena Kelly, Nae Mackay, 10, Alder Road, Burndennet, and formerly of Artigarvan. Funeral from her home on Sunday afternoon at 12:20 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Clochcore, at 1 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Throcola, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. In accordance with current restrictions, the house and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Finlay Noel Russell, Doon, New Mills. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral service in Conwell Parish Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member, or Conmacdade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Vincent Kelly, Glasgow, Scotland, and formerly of Main Street Convoy. Funeral will take place in Glasgow at a later date. The death has occurred of Anna McMenamin, 334, Grahamsland, Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock, Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. And the death has taken place of Francis McLaughlin, née Conaghan, Tuir Argus, Church Hill. Francis's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning for Mass at 11 o'clock in St Columbkill's Church, Glendoan, followed by interment in Garden Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv/churchhill.